Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live, and with a wonderful guest today, and she's young and she's adorable, and you know her, and her name is Lauren Potter, and you are on the TV show Glee, right?
Yes.
Wow. What is the part you play?
I'm on a TV show called Glee, and I play as Becky Jackson. Becky is a spunky, really spunky girl.
Does she feel like you? I mean, do you feel the same as she?
Does she reflect you? Just a little bit.
tell me, let's start earlier. So you had mentioned that you were born in Riverside County.
Yes.
And what was that like growing up in Riverside County?
Well, Riverside, California is a really good town. Mm-hmm. We love it there, and that's where I'm originally from.
Oh, do you still live there?
Yes.
Oh, so then you
Well, I don't live there now.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Where do you live now, in Los Angeles?
Actually, I live with my father at Irvine Spectrum.
Uh-huh. So you have to come in when it's filming time. You have some work to do to get there.
Yes.
Did you have to take acting classes? I mean, how did you come to be an actress, and what made you first want to?
I wanted to be an actress because it's always my dream. And I did act since I was at college.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learned acting.
Did you want to as a child? Did you have that desire?
Well, we'll just say that I always had a dream to be an actress when I was little.
Uh-huh. And so in college, I'm looking at you, and you look so beautifully young, so I had no idea you were past college.
Yeah.
But probably not much. You are young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So what was going to college like in the classes you took in acting?
Well, first in the beginning was really hard for me. It was a big challenge.
What was the hardest about it?
The hardest about it was getting to know a lot of people.
Did you feel shy?
Yeah, I was kind of a little bit shy, and it is really hard to fit in.
Mm-hmm. But people liked you.
Yeah.
So you learned soon enough that it was not so hard.
Right, and it's really hard to make friends, too.
Yes.
Since high school. Well, not high school, but college.
When you go someplace new and you're out of your own home.
Yeah.
Where did you go to college again?
Irvine Valley College.
So, and did you live at home but go to school during the day, or did you live on campus?
Well, I don't live on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I go home and I go to school. I take the bus there.
Yes. And how did you come to get this job on Glee? I mean, you got, a casting director or an agent, or how does a person go about this?
I wanted to be a cheerleader.
Oh.
When I was in high school, and I made the team, but sadly, I didn't make it. So one of the director wanted someone who was cute, mm-hmm. witty, and a little bit spunky,
mm-hmm.
and he got me to be auditioned to be a cheerleader as nice. Becky Jackson.
Oh, on the show, you were, so she, I, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that I haven't seen that, but I'm going to go find it.
Okay.
I'm going to see all your episodes.
Yeah, so I was a real cheerleader since high school, and I got to audition on a TV show called Glee.
Yes, I knew that. So that's good that you got to play something you were familiar with.
Yes.
Spunky, adorable, and a cheerleader.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's it like, if you can just say, what's it like when you get there, you have to go for makeup and hair and...
It's really awesome. I loved my hair and my makeup. It was amazing. Like, I was being pampered up.
Yes.
And I get so spoiled.
Good. That's what people should get.
Yeah.
And you're friends with the people that you work with? Or is that like, you work and then you go home and you have different... Relationships are different sometimes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who are the friends you hang out with?
I have a lot of friends in L.A. and Hollywood.
Now, I read something, and if this is not my business and you don't want to share it, you can say so, but I did read somewhere that you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
And where'd you meet him?
He's
such a busybody, but I do like how people
love stories,
yes.
He and I first met when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
And And his name is Timothy Spear. He and I met on when we were kids. And
you go to school together?
Actually, no. We just know since we were, like, kids, like I said. It's been a long time since we've seen each other, and now we're dating.
How nice. How nice. Obviously, he's a wonderful person.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing boyfriend.
What do you like best about him? And this is important because I like girls who are dating, or any women who are, to say what they treasure and what they value, because it's nice for other people to know what to look for.
Right.
Go ahead.
He's a really nice guy. What I like about him is that he's really nice and he doesn't get too spoiled.
It's important.
And he takes me out to places.
I was going to ask about that. So what do people do when they're dating now?
We'll just say to take them, like, our fancy restaurants and hug, kiss, and also talk about conversations with each other and also have dinner, like, food involved.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. So, what does he love best about you?
He's crazy in love with me. He's been really crazy in love with me since we were kids, too.
Very nice. And he likes what? The spunk and the adorableness and what everybody likes about you.
Yes.
And he's good to you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And your family likes him?
Yes.
That's the best. That's the best.
Both of them really love Timothy.
Good. And tell me about your brothers. And you started to tell me before, you have three biological older brothers.
Yes. One is young, and one is the oldest, and one is the older.
Yes.
And I do have one stepbrother-in-law. I got one stepsister and three sister-in-laws, and I am the baby in the family.
Oh, that gets complicated. Yeah. And your brother's names?
One is Blake, is the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan is the older. Danny's the oldest. That's my three biological brothers.
Mm-hmm.
One stepbrother, I don't know exactly.
Oh, so you're not living with him? I mean, it's...
No, they live separately.
Uh-huh.
They're
old enough to be living separately on their own. Yes, I see that. And so the one that you don't know so well, you said your stepbrother?
I know my brother really well.
Oh, okay, good.
He lives separately with his wife.
Oh, I see. Okay, so people are not babies anymore.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
They do have... Some of my brothers, three of my brothers have babies.
Oh, so you're an aunt.
I am an auntie. Oh,
do you like being that?
Yeah.
How old are the babies?
One of my nephew, named Bryce, is 6 years old.
Mm.
And two of my nieces is in Germany.
Oh.
I don't know how old they are.
Yeah, that's okay. So I just wanted to get an idea. What do they call you?
Auntie Lauren.
Nice.
And I have one newborn baby nephew. Two of them, they call me, one of them called me, his name is Benjamin. He called me Auntie Lala.
Oh, yes. That's cute. Those names kind of stick. He might call you that forever when he's 30 still.
Maybe. Maybe.
So what are your favorite things to do in life when you're not working?
I really like, hanging out with friends.
Sure.
I like, stay in my room and watch movies and have popcorn.
What are your favorite movies?
My favorite movies are, I have tons of them right
now. I do too. Let's have yours.
Right now, I've been watching the Twilight movies.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And that one's one of my favorites. One favorite is Frozen.
The what?
Frozen.
Yes. I've seen that. Yes. I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
It's amazing.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And what else? Who are your favorite actors?
Who are my favorite actors? Eric Valdez who's a country singer. Mm-hmm. And Dove Cameron is a Disney Channel. She is an actress and a singer. She's my one of my favorites. Yeah. My number one favorite is Eric Fondes.
Okay. Do you ever watch old movies?
Or yes.
Do you stick primarily to what's of your generation?
Yes.
Old movies.
Old movies I watch is, Disney, like Lion King, mm-hmm. Land of Tramp. My favorite is Land of Tramp.
Now, is Grease too far back for you, for example?
Grease. I love Grease.
Me too. Yes. That'll be forever, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, where do you go to school? Did you? Not do you. But where did you go, like, to high school and...
In high school, I was in Poly High, mm-hmm. high school.
Did you have favorite subjects?
Well, my favorite subject is reading and writing.
And what kind of things do you write? I'm going to move on to love letters and letters. You write letters?
I do, write letters, a lot of letters, like love letters also. I write, like, letters to my friends.
Nice.
Or my boyfriend, or whatever, who I want.
Because people don't do it so much anymore.
Right.
That's lovely that you do. So, you know, someday, because you are a part of movie history,
right.
certainly,
mm-hmm.
someday, when those letters are found, they're going to be a double the treasure.
Oh, that's great.
Don't you see that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like finding, I mean, if you were to find a letter right now, say, a pile of letters... from Olivia Newton-John,
mm-hmm.
you'd know you had something worth gold, right?
Right.
Same with you. Yes. And your nieces and nephews will find them
yes.
when you're an old lady, which you can't look to right now. I'm sure
no.
you can imagine being an old lady, but someday.
Yeah.
You know? And then they'll know something about their Auntie Lala
mm-hmm.
that maybe nobody told them. Yes.
Right.
And do your friends write to you?
Sometimes.
Yes. You do more of it? Yes.
Yeah. Just sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
When you write, I mean, is it easier? I find it easier than talking on the phone to friends.
Yes. I talk on the phone with my friends and I text them.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And FaceTime.
Yes.
Facebook, too.
Because letters... when you write a letter to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're not asking them to give you an answer to something right away.
Right.
It's kind of restful.
Right.
And the same when you get one. You know, you can read it, you don't have to answer it, and you can just know that somebody's on your side in life. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about your parents.
They're an amazing parent.
Tell me about that.
There's something to talk about about my parents.
They were encouraging you and what you wanted to do in life.
Support,
always.
Yeah. They are fully supportive parents.
Yes. That's nice.
They're amazing parents, and I love them so much.
Aww.
And they mean the whole world to me. My mom is going through a lot, and so is my dad.
Aww.
And they mean a whole lot to me, and I don't want to lose them.
No, of course not.
In the future, I don't want to lose them.
Right.
And it's just kind of hard because I don't know what I'm going to do without them.
Well, yes, you don't, and you shouldn't even have to think about that now.
It's
kind of
hard.
But they must be so proud of you.
They would be so proud of me.
Yes. And, you know, yes, you don't have to think of being without them now, but whenever that is, they've given you a lot of strength and you have a lot of talent.
And bravery.
Yes, and bravery. And you'll pass that on to others around you. You know?
Right.
Do you ever write a love letter to your parents?
Yes.
Oh, good. You tell them just what you said now?
Not really.
Wouldn't that be nice if you did?
Yeah.
That's what parents want to know, that they did something right and that their children care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be such a gift. One to your mother and one to your father, separate, because they're two separate people.
Yeah.
Right?
They are.
Oh, I like to think of you doing that. Okay. And before you leave here, I want you to give me your address and I'll write to you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
My address is...
Oh, I'll get it from you later.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, just for now. We don't have to, unless you want the whole world to know it, right? You don't have to have the whole world know it, right?
No.
No. Although they probably
know. And I don't want them to know.
Yeah. Do you look to the future at what other acting you will do in life? What would you like your favorite role be? Maybe the one you're doing now.
Well, right now I'm just taking a break.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of a role that you would look forward to doing?
Well, I was looking forward to any kind of roles in any other movies or TV shows. Like, you know, comedy, romantic, drama.
But it would, and always, like, somebody close to your own personality?
Yes.
Yes. I want to ask you something else in terms of that. Oh, so if you did have a certain kind of role that you wanted to play,
right,
you would, what, tell your agent or your casting director or what? How does that... Or do they come to you when a role comes up?
Yeah, they come to me. They call to my mom. They call to my manager and my agents.
Yes.
And they come to my mom, and my mom coming to me.
So does your mom help with your career?
Yes.
As a manager, or just as your mom?
Just my mom. Oh, she usually say, I usually call it like my momager.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cute. Very cute. So she's not the official, because sometimes parents are.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's so nice to talk to you.
It's been nice talking to you, too.
Thank you for doing this with me, honey.
Thank you.
So if ever in your life there's some other thing that you'd like to talk about, you know, if another role comes up or you're doing something else in life that you'd like to share, will you come back?
Yes, I would most definitely will.
Thank you. And I just want to remind you that, yes, a letter to your mom. And
my parents,
my
friends.
Yes, but especially to parents. You know what mothers and fathers want to know?
Yeah.
Is that they did something right. Mm-hmm. And that their children are happy and successful.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, that's what we all want to know about our children.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad that you're going to think about doing that. Well, until next time, this is Janet Gallen. And
Lauren Potter.
Saying goodbye, and I hope we'll see Lauren again. See, I hope we'll hear Lauren again.
Yes.
And you will be able to see. You have a website?
Yes.
So if people put you, the name Lauren Potter,
yes,
in the search box, they'll be led to a lot of things that you do, and they can kind of keep up with you that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have Facebook, I have Twitter, I have Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to go find you on Twitter. Let's be Twitter friends.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, dear, because I think I already found you on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm sure that's true. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. And we'll just be in touch forever.
Awesome.
Over our lives. Perfect.